Hi, Pearson. It's
Hi,
Nadine
how's it
with
going?
Local Splash. It's going good. How are you? You ready to
Good.
start your weekend? Hopefully.
Yep.
Good, good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check in with you. Are things getting a little bit better for you? Like, is work picking up now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was asking if things are getting better now. Have you been getting more work?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
But yeah, I remember talking to you. I don't remember. So some other companies have called, you know, offering services that I think were similar to yours.
Yeah.
I guess could you kind of give me just a brief rundown again of what you guys are offering?
Absolutely. So our company is Local Splash. We spoke a couple of times, right? I think when we originally had spoken, you were, you had just, in fact, signed up with Angie's, right?
Yeah.
So you had made
okay.
a pretty good hefty investment there. But in particular, we were talking about an ideal package that included two of our programs combined into one where you would pay a fixed flat rate at $299 a month, and that gave you the local listing, programming and maintenance, Facebook ads. It included directory submission. And that was a monthly service, right? But then it also...
Go ahead. I was just wondering, could you explain more? I remember you talking about Google Verified.
Yep. And then that was the other part of it, the Google Verified leads, right? Where it's where those leads would come to you in the form of a phone call, excuse me, and you don't share them with anyone, right?
Okay.
And... so with that program, there would be that $250 application fee, okay? And then you fill out the application, upload your documents. We push it through to get approved by Google, which can take, I always say, approximately 4 to 8 weeks, even when I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, right? It also determines, like, how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check. But once you're approved... okay, to activate your leads, it's $455, which, remember, that gives you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, those leads are $35. Now, if someone's calling you outside of a service that you offer, that is considered an unqualified lead, and Google will credit it back. If they're calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What
so
is
I do
qualified?
Have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So where do those leads come from? Like,
from the Google search.
I'm just confused.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
explain. Any of these products that I'm offering you is based off of searches that are performed on Google. Okay? So the Google Verified pay-per-lead program, it used to be called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. That part of the program is at the very tippy top of the page in the Google search results. Those are those profiles.
Like
underneath
the ones that say
that,
sponsored.
Yes, but these ones will have a check mark that says verified. Okay.
Because I thought the sponsored means that, like, because I was running Google Ads at one point. I don't know.
There's two different sponsors, Pearson. There's three positions on Google. So the very tippy top of the page is sponsored Google Verified. That's Google's pay-per-lead program. Underneath of that, you're going to have the Google Local Listings, right, which is the local map, which is also going to have Google-sponsored pay-per-click ads. So it's different. Okay?
Okay.
So you probably in the past ran the Google Ads, which is your pay-per-click, right? They run in a rotation. Okay?
Okay.
Those ones? Anytime they click on it, you're being charged for that click, right? It's deducted from a budget. So what I was in particular talking to you about with the Google Verified, that is actually a pay-per-lead. Still, you come up in those search results when they're looking up your services. That's what you're going to see at the very tippy top of the page.
Okay.
So it's very different from the sponsored, you know, Google Ads pay-per-click.
Okay.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Like I was saying, with that one, with the paper lead.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, right? You talked about an estimate or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. In fact, when you get that call, right, and it's coming from the Google Verified paper lead, you'll hear it say incoming Google Verified lead. So you're going to be able to identify, oh, that's a lead coming from that program. Okay?
Okay.
And there's a way for you to track all of the calls because you got to see which one, okay, that was a qualified lead. That one wasn't. That one's under review. Okay, that call actually came from the Google local listing or it came from the Facebook ad, right? Because it's going to identify. We need you to be able to track all of that and see your results, not just be taking our word for it. Okay?
Yes.
Now, with the Google Verified, it's also like if you got, let's say you got one lead in the month, right? What's left over from your budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you're only going to pay $35 for the leads because you're basically getting your budget back up to the $455. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And you can pause those whenever you need to, as many times as you need to, for as long as you need to.
Okay.
There's like no like limitation like, oh, you can only pause it 2 times or only for 2 weeks. However long you need to pause it, you pause it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how, this is what we call the ideal package, right? So it's two of the programs that are combined into one.
Okay.
Does that make sense? A little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And I emailed you everything too, so that way you could really see it in front of you. Because if you're like me, Pearson, I'm a visual person too. Like you can explain it, but I also like to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it gives you that whole breakdown. But I was just checking back in with you because I know, you know, when we've talked, right? Especially back when we originally had talked, you were like, look, I received, you know, I just started with Angie's. I think you had just barely started with them, if I'm not mistaken, when you originally had talked with Tara. And you saw the, I mean, like you saw the value, right, in what we're offering, but you had, you said, listen, I just dumped a lot of money with Angie's. And I said, I get it. Totally get it. You're like, give me like a call in about 2 weeks. In fact,
well, and that's the thing. So with Angie, so I'm basically just finishing my first month on there. And it didn't really go great at all. So.
What about it didn't go great? Like, is it the quality of the leads or?
Yeah, the quality of the leads have been pretty bad. So like, you know, I got some leads, and you know, some of the, you know, I didn't get, so I got one out of like 11 I turned into a job and, you know.
Okay.
There was a couple that, you know, they didn't like my price and that's whatever. I'm not gonna, you know, be upset at Angie about that. But I got some pretty poor leads with, so like one of them, you know, I was calling the leads, you know, as soon as I got them because that kind of increases the chance of, you know, you making something out of it.
Right.
And, one of the leads, immediately said he had someone else and basically hung up on me. I think he got scared or something.
Okay.
Because I called him so quick. So, you know, I had a lead like that.
You probably didn't expect it or what?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So, but either way, you know, I'm paying for that.
Right.
There was another lead where a lady called me to remodel her condo and, you know, I was saying, well, yeah, you know, I was trying to set up an appointment to come out there and, kind of get an idea of what she wants. And she was basically like, arguing with me about, you know, setting up an appointment to, you know, come out and speak with her. So, you know, that didn't turn into a job. Yep. Yeah. And then there was another one where, you know, the address wasn't a real address. I tried calling and the phone number just was disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, that's not even all of them. I could sit there and go through all the leads that I got. Now, some of them, you know, were legit leads. Like the one lady, she didn't have the money saved. So So, like, you know, I'm not upset at Angie for that.
Right.
But either way, you know, I'm paying for these leads and, you know, I need to see return. And I didn't really see return the first month, and, I'm basically, you know, gonna give them another month, and, you know,
because
there's, one of the leads, you know, even if we got one big job a month on their service, you know, it would pay for itself,
right? Yeah. I agree.
So, you know, we're looking at one of the leads, we're looking at like a $50,000 job. And, if we got that job, you know, I would be like, okay, well, you know, some of these leads, well, I think more than not, you know, they were kind of junk. But, you know, even if we got that one job, I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, a lot of these are junk, but, you know.
But you got that one. That kind of made up for the rest of them, right?
Yeah, it absolutely would make up for it.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
It's, but, you know, I kind of need to see, I'm still interested in what you guys are offering. I kind of need to see some return first from Angie, you know, before I sign up for another service, basically.
Yeah, no. Completely understand. And again, I was just checking in with you because I know when we talked, you were like, Nadine, listen, I got to get more revenue in, right? I haven't really made much. And I would never, you know, Pierce, I would never want you to do something that's going to generate another bill for you, because that is definitely not my goal. Okay. It would always have to be looked at as being an investment, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's how I would always want you to see that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just not the right timing. And then sometimes something turns around for you and you're like, call me like, hey, Nadine, I'm ready. You know what I mean? So again, it's just letting you like, hey, I still have you on my calendar. I'm still checking on you, you know, and just, you know, who knows? Maybe the next time we talk, you're like, Nadine, I'm ready. Like, I was just about to call you. I mean, we don't know.
I think, you know, if we go through with this job, I would be, you know, happy to get some SEO stuff started.
Of course.
I really mean that.
And you have some online presence, you know, I'm going to tell you, keep getting those reviews. Keep getting those reviews. You've done an excellent job with that. Excellent. So keep getting those reviews, because that is a modern day word of mouth, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to open up more new doors to the family and friends of people who don't even know who you are just because they read your reviews. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So I encourage you, keep getting them. Okay. So, you know, I'll just periodically check in, you know, every now and then just to see how things are going, you know, if anything's changed for you or what have you, you know, and then we can always just go from there. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I, you know, like I said, if we were to get this job, you know, I would see like, okay, you know, I'm spending money, but it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, I'd be ready to, you know, spend more money to, you know, I guess get some more leads.
Yeah.
I gotta see, you know, some return on what I'm already doing first. You know,
and
absolutely. That goes either way. You know, even if I don't see return with Angie, it would be more to a point where they kind of misrepresented what they were offering. And, you know, I would be able to get out of the contract. And even then, you know, I'd be more ready to, you know, kind of look at something else like what you're offering.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you always taking the call. And then, you know, I'll just probably touch base with you in a few more weeks, just see how you're doing, you know. And you have my email, too, so you're always welcome to reach out to me. I'll text you again with my contact info as well.
Okay.
And then, you know, we just, like I said, we just go from there. You always want to make sure, Pearson, you know, you're going to get a lot of calls like these, right? I'm not going to tell you you're not. You're going to get a lot of calls like these only because a company like yourself that has great reviews on there, really great reviews, okay, is a company that people feel should be on the first page, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful with some of the companies that you're talking with. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. You want to make sure, send it to me in writing, right? And that's why I sent it, just to be full transparency, right?
Yeah.
anyone tells you they're Google or they work for Google, run, because their pants are on fire. Google will never call you directly, okay?
Yeah.
There are Google channel partners, right, which we're actually a channel partner. We're one, I think, out of 40 in the United States. And we have a badge to prove it. And you'll see it on our website. It's not something that we could fabricate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies, too, they don't even have a Google business profile. That, for me, is a red flag. How are you going to promote my business on Google if you don't even have a profile yourself for your own company? In fact, I was talking to a guy about this, like, I would say probably about 6 months ago, who was working with a company, and I'm like, oh, well, what's their name? I look them up. I said, they don't even have a Google business profile.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is because people try to avoid reviews, right?
Yeah, I was actually contacted today about putting an advertisement on golf scorecards at golf courses. And
I've heard of someone doing that before, too. Yeah, yeah. I talked to a guy who did that. I don't know what his response was like.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look into it?
Yeah, I looked into it. And the company that contacted me, you know, like you're saying, they didn't have a Google review. And then I found their Better Business profile, and, you know, they've got a ton of complaints. Now they still have an A+ rating. They've responded to most of the complaints. Some of them are resolved. Yeah. Some of them aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm seeing stuff about, well, there's no return on investment, and I'm seeing stuff where they're, you know, they'll charge your card when it's not authorized, and, you know, they'll do this and they'll do that. And so, you know, it was something I was considering.
Right.
And, you know, I told them I was no longer interested in it.
Yeah. Well, one, I will say this. You have to maintain an A+ rating, because whatever complaints you have to have resolved the majority of them, right? Or at least made the attempt, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how you keep the A+ rating, you know? But I mean, I can see the concern, like, if people were being charged and it wasn't authorized, but we also don't know, you know, in all fairness, right? When they did that voice verification record, cause I know we do a voice verification recording that will outline our service agreement. It'll talk about that this is an automatic recurring charge, right? For the $299 monthly, you know. So we state all of that just so everybody's on the same page. So we don't know if maybe they might have done something like that, but the person didn't remember, or who knows, you know. But you should do your research. But I would say specifically with someone who's trying to promote you on Google, you know what I mean? Like, they better have a Google business profile, that's for sure. you know. But that's good. You do your research. You need to, especially when you're putting money – your hard-earned dollars, you know, into something, right, to market your business.
Well, and I learned that because I think had I looked for the Angie Pro reviews before I signed up, I probably wouldn't have signed up for it, because I found some reviews for the Angie Pro service, and it was about 50-50. There was most of the pros and the contractors were given negative reviews. But it was customers who had services done through Angie that were leaving good reviews. So, you know, had I found that, I probably wouldn't have even signed up with them.
Yeah. You know, I won't badmouth any company, because that's just not how I work, right?
Yeah.
What makes it difficult with Angie's is because, so you're sharing the lead, right?
Like, yep. And they told me that beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
But the good part is that you call that lead right away. Okay?
Yep.
And I think sometimes people don't understand, like, it's a directory. It's literally, you are posted on their website with a profile. So if you think that someone, you know, and even, like, I even tell people, like, listen, I will never tell you you're going to be the only person listed on Google, because obviously there's many companies listed there, right, that are working with others.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that we're helping you come up as an option by your keywords and search terms. So, you know, I think sometimes people will pick and choose what they hear, right, you know? And, you know, every business has their pros and their cons.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in this world, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could take weight medication to help me lose weight because I want to lose this extra 10 pounds, right? And the pro thing about it is I'm going to feel great. I'm going to be more active. My clothes are going to fit better. Like, my confidence is going to be boosted up. But the downfall of it, right, is what? Okay, I'm taking a medication. When I'm off of it, what's going to happen? I'm going to blow up like a balloon. You know what I mean? Or my hair is falling out. Or I'm moody. Or it's costing me money because I'm paying for this medication. So there's pros and cons to everything, you know? So I wouldn't just throw in the towel with Angie's. You know, let's hope, you know, in this next month you can generate something off of it, at least to say that, hey, it at least paid for itself. At the very least, right?
And that's all I'm looking for, you know. If we got, you know, one job that we made, you know, $700 in profit, $1,000 in profit, you know,
mm-hmm.
at least to, you know, kind of break even.
Absolutely.
But,
yeah, then, you know, then you go from there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll still stay in touch. You know, if anything changes, like I said, you're always welcome to call me and, you know, and then we'll just go from there, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. And
Thank you so much, Pearson, for your time.
I'm going to go and look back over your email as well to kind of, you know, refresh
for
myself
sure.
on what you're offering.
Yeah. Well, have a beautiful weekend. I hope you get a little bit of rest, and I hope that you land that job and you make less and less money and you're successful with your business. That's always my hope for you, okay? Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You'll get
I
there.
I appreciate it.
You
and
are
I hope you
so
feel
welcome.
Better. I heard you had a cough.
Oh, my God. You know what? In California, we're having, like, it's crazy. It's my asthma. You know what?
Oh, okay.
When I was younger, I had bad asthma. Then
It
went away. Now that I'm older, I'm like, what in the world is going on? I was even talking to my doctor about it. I'm like, I'm using my albuterol pump. She goes, well, I'm going to give you another one that's like has a steroid in it so it can kind of help with the inflammation. Because, I mean, she listened to my lungs. She's like, there's like nothing serious. Like, I think it's inflammation. And it's because we went from, I mean, literally, I think we skipped spring.
Mm.
I feel like we're in summer. Our weather is like crazy right now. Like, literally, we're in the high 80s. This past weekend, we were in the 90s. I'm like, this is just crazy. So it's messing with my whole allergies and asthma, but I appreciate that. Thank you. I can take all the good vibes and prayers I can get. You know?
Yeah. Of course.
All right.
Okay,
well, listen.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
have a good
thank
evening.
You for the call.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care, Pearson. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.